following guys are not expected to play: Cecil Shorts, Russell Allen, Brandon Dietrich, Luke Jokel, Justin Forsett, Jeremy Harris, and Isaiah Stanback. Those guys are not expected to play after going through it last night and talking about it. Hey, we talked to our guys this morning about distractions, the end of training camp, is per se as far as staying in the hotel, checking out of the hotel, families here, and we really wanted them locked in and having a good practice, and we were able to do that. I felt really good about how practice was. I think they were, we spent last time going through the rotations and through every position, and we felt like we had a good game plan to go into it and how we're going to execute it. Offensively, Blaine will start at quarterback, and we're excited about the opportunity for him. We feel like he needs the reps right now, considering he missed 6 games last year at the end. He got 17 snaps in the opener, and we just felt like we'd like to increase it this week so we get a better chance to just really evaluate where he's at. Both he and Chad, though, will get ample time with the first group. You know, we don't talk to our guys about how many reps or how far, but we do have it set up with our offensive line. He's going to go for quite a while, our first group offensive line, and receivers, too, to give them ample opportunity to both get playing time with them. We really weren't concerned. We haven't talked to our guys about who starts right now. It's, again, I did talk to Chad. I thought I didn't want to talk to him because I felt like he knew where we were coming from, but I just, out of respect, I wanted to share with him the situation, and he was outstanding. But you can talk to him and get that for yourself. He understands the evaluation process and what we're trying to do. I will say this, that at times we've been accused of not being conventional, you know, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. Just guess it starts off with music and maybe the culture that you're trying to create. And I know conventional wisdom tells us that, hey, we start one and then the other one starts. But there's a lot of things that we do that aren't conventional. And I know maybe some of you felt that way, but to us it made sense in our evaluation process. So I'll leave it open to any questions. I know that was the big one for some of you guys to ask.
Did you play better, Gabbert, during the week? I mean, after the game.
Well, we didn't have a you know, the first 2 days we felt like the one day obviously wasn't as good as we had hoped, but we did think that he came back the next day and did a really nice job. But it, you know, we didn't just base it off of that. We just looked at the whole thing and said, okay, he had 17 reps, didn't play the last 6 games, you know, of the season, and we just said, you know what, we need to get, you know, more looks at it. And you know, knowing our situation, and you know, we just took that approach.
Is it still week to week?
Yeah, this isn't any determining factor. We're just still figuring the whole thing out.
Maurice Jones-Drew will play then? I'm sorry, did you listen?
Yeah, Mojo's going to play.
He will play. What do you anticipate as far as his
impact? Well, you know, again, we don't talk to our guys. We just tell them to be ready, you know, and we'll decide that on the field. But, you know, he's not going to play a whole game or anything like that, but we'll see how the count goes as the game goes on.
How has been on keeping 2 fullbacks? What have you seen from Lonnie that makes him a guy you want to see more of?
Lonnie? Yeah. We could do that now. We could keep 2 fullbacks and have them on the team. We do like Lonnie. We like Will as well. And I think the big thing is, do they also add special teams value? So that would be the big thing. If they can help us on special teams as well, that would be taken into top consideration.
Okay. Blackman's
going to play. You know what? We're still cautious, I should say, Vito, with him. We think that he's doing really well, but we understand that conditioning, we got to check it out. So he'll play, though, in the first half.
Bradfield will start for the Joko.
Yes. Cyprian's going to play too, but kind of in the same situation as Blackman.
How much?
He may not start then,
Cyprian. Cyprian will start. But the number of reps he gets compared to the other first group will be different.
Who replaces Russell Allen Reynolds?
Right now we're going to have, we move Leroy Reynolds over to Sam, and he's going to play there initially because he also has to play Mike for us. So he could get some playing time at Sam, and then in the second half go back to Mike.
Hey
Gus, how much has this quarterback thing been stretched out by the fact that they haven't been able to work with Cecil
haven't been able to work with Justin until this week.
Well, you know, that's ideal. You know, you'd like to be able to work with those guys, but I don't think they thought much about that. We haven't either. Again, you know, for us, it's a whole body of work. You know, we're looking at everything that they've done and how they handle things. So I thought it was a classic demonstration of the way the last practice went before today, where they struggled a little bit and they came back and they took care of business. You know, those are the type of things that we look at too. Because I know, just like our whole offense and our whole defense, I mean, you can imagine, defensively we don't have as big of a package. Offensively it's a huge package where they're still learning some of the schemes, and we're trying to figure out what are the strengths of each quarterback and what they do well. So you may see it gravitate towards more of that in the game. Where the first game we said, all right, let's run our package, let's go out there and do it. This game it might be condensed more to what we feel are their strengths as we try to figure out what their strengths are and go about that way. But the Jets, you know, in a regular season, that's a tough team to prepare for. You know, it's a great opportunity to go against them. In the preseason, we're going against ourselves, so it provides even a greater challenge, which is awesome for our guys.
How much of a setback has this week been for Luke not being available?
Luke Jokel? Well, obviously, you'd like to have everybody healthy and get reps, but he was playing pretty well. But he needs every rep he can get. So, but I think he'll pick it up and he'll get, you know, playing time again next week, hopefully, and you know, we can speed it up.
You wrap up camp today, evaluate the camp.
There's always things we would tweak, you know, maybe more situations of this or that we make notes after every practice, Vito. But I think it flowed pretty well. You know, we had all the situations based on percentage of what opportunities you have in the game. And when we finalized it, we had it all planned out that way. And when it came out, it hit those percentages. So we felt pretty good about it. I know the players really responded well to the morning practice and the walkthrough and then having it. And looking at the injury report, you know, knock on wood, up to this date, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. So the extra sleep, the getting them off their feet at night, and, you know, our great job with our trainers and strength conditioning is, you know, hopefully continues.
Talk about guys. Competition. You got the same 22 starters if they're healthy that you went to do OTAs. So it doesn't look like maybe a competition, but backups weren't able to challenge them, or they're, you know. Whatever.
Or the guys that were in first, you know, rise their level of play. You know, it could be that too, but there's competition going on now. I mean, there's you know, even like Leroy moving to Sam. You know, that's we're gonna do those things to create more competition. The linebacker that we brought in, somehow we gotta continue to elevate the play of all of our position groups. But that would be a classic example, and you'll see guys because of that they may raise their level of play.
But I mean, if Allen's healthy, he's the starter. So I mean, you got the same 22 starters that
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or is that?
We'll see. We'll see.
Gus, you know, what's been your evaluation of Avery Jones in camp?
Nice job. What we like about him is his flexibility to play multiple positions, and but he's come along and done a nice job for us. So that flexibility that he gives us, you know, with only so many D linemen up, is you know, gives him a chance.
Do you look at the third preseason game a little differently? You mentioned conventional versus unconventional.
We do a little bit. You'll see us. We've already kind of the first and the second, the coach's responsibility, who's handling what, how are they going to go through the process. So when we talk to our players, we've given them a condensed version of that. The third preseason game, although it won't be like a regular season game, but you'll see them take on more responsibilities and more presentations to the players so they get a feel for how it's going to be.